An archaeological excavation project is underway in Indianapolis at the site of the city's first public burial ground. The land is part of a downtown redevelopment area that includes White River State Park expansion, new global headquarters for Elanco Animal Health, and possibly a new Indy 11 soccer stadium. WFOI's Jill Sheridan reports on the current state of the excavation.
What are the stories of the people buried in the city's first public cemetery? In a now-abandoned city-county building courtroom downtown, piles of books, ledgers, and artifacts are stacked atop tables and on shelves.
We have some coroner's material.
Among the archives are maps and photographs that give clues. Jordan Ryan presides over this collection. Ryan is the city's archivist. She's part of a city-led dig into the history of what's commonly called Greenlawn Cemetery, where some of Indianapolis's first residents were laid to rest.
Whether you were black or white, rich or poor, old or young, like, you lived your life here, you died here, and you were probably buried here, and there are so many narratives to unerase.
Those narratives are at the core of the project's goal to conduct this excavation with integrity, respect, and meaning. For now, the excavation only focuses on 1 acre of the larger 20-acre cemetery site. Jordan says that's still significant.
How do we humanize this and tell 100, 500, 1,000 stories? This is truly a gift for the city.
Through the years, documentation of the cemetery has been incomplete and chaotic. It wasn't until Indy 11 made a bid to develop the site and the city made plans to construct a new bridge on the site that residents elevated the historical significance of the cemetery, including that it's likely the resting place of Indianapolis's first black citizens. After the city pulled support for the Indy 11 project in hopes of a major league team, the archaeological project became more of a priority.
We're about to build a new Indianapolis in a way, but we need to definitely honor the past.
Deputy Mayor of Neighborhoods Judith Thomas worked closely with a group of community members to find historical records outside of the city archives.
Thank God for the AME churches and the black churches that kept record of who was buried where and who these people were. They were landowners. They were people that made a big impact in their city and that their descendants are still here.
The first graves were dug in the early 1820s. Thousands were buried in the larger burial ground before it closed in the late 1890s. Some were moved to Crown Hill and other local cemeteries over the decades that followed. This is the city's first attempt since that time to document and preserve the history of others buried at the city cemetery. The current 1 acre excavation site will soon make room for a new bridge on Henry Street. The city contracted archaeological company Stantec for the dig work. Lead consultant Ryan Peterson says they start with an excavator slowly digging through the soil layers.
That's monitored throughout that process so we can see different soil texture changes as well as changes in the colors that show us where those graves are located.
They've discovered more than 160 grave shafts so far, and they track numbers and findings on a new publicly available website to maximize transparency. When a new shaft is found,
work in teams of two, and then as we remove soil from the grave context, that gets screened through very fine mesh to make sure that we're recovering absolutely everything possible.
Many historians and community members that were initially worried about the excavation project are pleased with the city's current work. Local historian Dee Dee Davis has studied the site for many years.
Up until this point in time, you know, when I started doing research on the site, the only people that really knew anything about Greenlawn were people that worked at Diamond Chain. And it's always like ghost stories and stuff like that, you know.
Diamond Chain was a bike chain manufacturing company built in the 1920s and stood on the riverfront site for a century. Davis has studied records of those moved to Crown Hill and other local cemeteries when it was built. So when recent excavation uncovered a footstone with the initials MEB, Davis was prepared.
They're sending me information. We see this name on the stone, and it's already in my head. I mean, this is a name that I've already researched.
MEB are the initials of a person who has relocated. City archivist Jordan Ryan says they're learning a lot, but it's also a race against time, a race against development.
We're dealing with a lot of archival mysteries that we have to uncover on top of the topographical, financial, political obstacles. We're dealing with a lot here.
Though the future of the Indy 11 Stadium is uncertain, the new multi-use Henry Street Bridge will anchor the excavation site, extend the cultural trail, and connect downtown and west side neighborhoods. The city plans to commemorate the cemetery on the redeveloped site with plaques and other information about the people buried there. I'm Jill Sheridan.